After the Electoral Commission submitted the report for the compilation of this new register, we in fact subjected the data the Electoral Commission presented to some forensic analysis. We have a lot of issues with the data the Electoral Commission has submitted. So in this case, what we are saying is the Electoral Commission has prevented 2,232,015 people registering. Not only that, there are also some estimated figures that we believe that the Electoral Commission's preventive measures prevented these people from participating in the registration exercise.
With the latest registration figures and the previous voter list, some are saying that the figures are so different. Others are saying the figures are similar and that it's a waste of money. What is the position of your organization?
Our position is that the new figures the Electoral Commission has presented as the final figures from the compilation of this register is higher than the previous one. And we believe that the compilation of this voters register is a waste of resources and a waste of time. Because you see, if these over 2 million people were not prevented from registering, we could have been making today 19,337,321, which is far in excess of the whole register the Electoral Commission is saying that is bloated. So there was no need for the compilation of a new voters register. What the Electoral Commission had to do was a limited registration exercise. So the Electoral Commission can capture all those that are now in and those who didn't get the privilege to register previously when the Electoral Commission was registering.
Some people are of the view that since the Electoral Commission has come out to say that there were minors and some foreigners in this new register, the justification to compile a new register is not justifiable. What is your take on that?
You see, it is very ridiculous for the Electoral Commission to say that. The reason we are saying this is that as part of the source document for this particular registration was the birth certificate. That tells exactly a person's age. That tells exactly the person's nationality. Therefore, if you omit this particular document, you are preventing people from knowing the age of every individual. Now, the Electoral Commission says they are minors. They are minors on this register. What are we going to use to actually confirm or deny the claims of the Electoral Commission? We feel that the reason why the Electoral Commission is saying this is that it has realized that this particular exercise has been rendered useless because of the figures we are recording today. The Electoral Commission projected that it is going to register 15 million people. Now we are registering almost 17 million people, which means the claim by the Electoral Commission was false and very misleading. Realizing that, it is not coming back to want to reduce the numbers on the register so that it will have support for the initial claim it made that the initial voters register is bloated. That is why we are having 17.65 or 645 million on that register. So we do not support that particular claim. It is needless.
Mr. Kumiado, some Ghanaians that I spoke with are of two opinions. Others are saying that the chairperson of the Electoral Commission should resign because she supposedly failed to lead an administration effectively. Some are saying it's a waste of taxpayers' money. Others are saying that this new register that is being compiled will make the upcoming election more credible. What is the sense of your organization?
In fact, Madam Jane Mensa, the Electoral Commissioner, has disappointed a lot of Ghanaians. There have been a lot of errors. There have been a lot of challenges. There have been a lot of problems with this particular administration. The Electoral Commission is leading us to a dangerous place, and it's very, very much important that either they resign or they amend their ways, because this is a country that is a model of democracy. This is a country that is leading the vanguard in the West African sub-region, and Ghana is a gateway to West Africa. And if this is where we are heading to, it will be very, very dangerous, and it leaves much to desire. So I support the claim of those who are saying that the woman or the commissioners that were appointed by this particular administration should leave the state.